Okay, today's daf is Nedarim daf Zayin, and we are on Zayin Amud Aleph on top. We are in the sugyas of Yados, of saying statements that don't exactly explicitly express what we are interested in doing, but there is a very good chance. Different types of Yados, as has been brought up, Yadayim Mochichos, Yadayim She'ina Mochichos. We already discussed Yados in Nedarim. That was where we got into this. Yados in Nezirus, Yados in Kiddushin, and Peya, those were yesterday's discussion, if somebody wants to designate in one of those two areas. And today we have a couple of more contexts where Yados come up. So we are on the top line of Zayin Amud Aleph, where we will start. Yesh Yad Litztaka o Ein Yad Litztaka. Is there a Yad for Tztaka? Somebody wants to give Tztaka, and they designate, but they don't explicitly use a Lashon of Tztaka. Is this an independent question, or is it building on the previous? So the Ron has two deos here. The Ron is printed on the bottom of the previous Amud. Four lines from the bottom. Yesh Yad L'Tztaka, Ein Yad L'Tztaka. Pirish, Im Tim Salomar, the Yesh Yad L'Peya. First day, says the Ron, it's building on the previous question. If you say that for Peya, a Yad is good enough, so then, what about Tztaka? Kiva de Chamira de Balkarche, Chiva Rachmana Be'ikar Peya, L'Tztaka Mai, Kach Pirshu Rabosai, says the Ron, my Rebbeim have explained. Well, Peya is different than Tztaka. Peya, even if you say Yesh Yad L'Peya, that's only because one is obligated to give Peya. It's a mitzvah daraisa to give. To leave Peya, right? Leave, not give. Live. All the manas aniyim, except for one, are left. Leket, shichacha, Peya, all of those, the mitzvah is to leave it for the aniyim. Unless the Mishnah is described in Peya, it's dangerous to get to the fruit. It's very high up. There are thorns. In some type of case, that's the only case where one can give it. But otherwise, they have to be left, except for Meister Ani. Meister Ani is given to the Ani. But all the other Matnas Aniyim are left for the Ani. So, but that's an obligation, says the Ron. So maybe there we would say, even if you don't say it exactly, Yad is good enough. Yesh Yad L'Peya. But Tztaka, there's no specific area of or amount of money that one has to give. So therefore, maybe one wouldn't say Yesh Yad L'Tztaka. That is day number one. Even though we know that there is a concept of Meister Ksafim, but is that obligatory? The concept of Tztaka is obligatory on a Daraisa level. What about Meister Ksafim? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rov Rishonim say that that is not an obligation. Most say that it is a Minog Tov. It's an ancient, old custom, which is a very nice custom, but it is not obligatory, and therefore one would still be able to have this day in the run. Let's talk of mine. Tztaka, the obligation is koshu, mashu, whatever is appropriate for an individual, but lav dafka, that it is obligatory. There is a Tosfos of Maseches Tainus where the Aser to Aser, in the first parak, Aser b'shosha titasher, about daf tes or so, where Tosfos quotes a daya of the Medrash that it is a daraisa. Meiser Ksafim. Because in the Torah, what's Daraisa? Meiser Ani, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, from grains. That's Daraisa. Meiser Ksafim, giving a tenth of one's earnings, that is not in the Torah. So what is it? So Tosis quotes a day that's Daraisa. Rov Rishonim, though, do not hold that way. They hold that it is a Minog Tov. And that's why there are various kulas given by Meister Ksavim. But either way, that's the first day of the Ron. That Peya is obligatory. Mashay Kane, when it comes to Tztaka, that's why even if you say Yad L'Peya, that's because there's more pressure halachically creating that Chiyav, so it's easier to get into that category. Mashay Kane, when it comes to Tztaka. But then the Ron says, V'lo Nira Li, I do not agree with this. Daha Be'ikr Tztaka Nami, Balkarchak M'chayev. At root, everyone's obligated in Tztaka. How much Tztaka? Okay, that's not obligatory, a specific amount. But there's a basic need, there's a basic obligation of everyone to give Tztaka. Bal karchach mechayev. So therefore, I think it's connected. V'chi tema lo mechayev, bekula peya nami lo mechayev, ela b'shiura. So too peya has limits. V'lo sadekula. L'kach nira, says the Ron, dahani tarti boi, lav bahadadi itmar, v'lo shaychi bohem, Tim Salomar, right? I think, says the Ron, two separate questions. You don't have to say that one is building on the previous one. That's what many Rishonim say, that many of these were asked in the base medrash at the same time, but they were not built on each other. Peya, Tztaka, Kiddushin, and the other ones that we will be getting to today. So that's the question that we have. Back to our Gemara. Yesh Yad L'Tztaka, Ein Yad L'Tztaka. It is a fascinating suggestion to say that Tztaka is obligatory. Charity is obligatory. Inherently, we call it tzedaka. Inherently, it's called charity. That's usually expressed, if you ask somebody on the street, do you have to give charity? Isn't charity by definition something you don't have to do? He's very charitable. So that doesn't mean that he's doing something that he has to do. But in Yadus, it might be that there is a certain level of tzedakah that is obligatory. Some Rishonim even use the formulation, the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Davav, the formulation of a Baal Chov, that the Ani is a Baal Chov of the Ashir, which is an amazing possibility. What do you mean Baal Chov? He didn't lend me money. This is my money. I made it. No, he's a Baal Chov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me to give to him. It's not mine. I am the custodian of the money in the interim. But when I give tzedakah, we should try to have the attitude of, it's not mine. It was always meant to be, belonging to the other person. That's a formulation that some have regarding tzedakah, which is a beautiful hashkafic formulation as well. But one of the Rishonim that have it is in the Ritva on Daf Vav and Rosh Hashanah. So that fits in with the second day here of the Ron. So let's continue. So is there a Yadlut Tzedakah or not? Somebody has a not clear formulation. So what exactly is the Lashon that they use? Tzehechi Dami. Ilema da'amar hadein zuzulit Tzedakah v'hadein nami. Somebody says, this money is going to Tzedakah, and this also. So that's not a Yad. Ha'hu Tzedakah atzmi. That's very clear. This money is going to Tzedakah, and this. Right, so that's pretty clear. That wouldn't be a shayla. Elo kegon de amar hadein velo amar nami. I say this, not and this also. So I say it gives me the tzedakah, and I say and this. So what do I mean by that? My hadein nami l'tzedakah kamar. Do I mean this also goes to tzedakah? Is that what I mean? And then it would automatically go. O dilma my v'hadein l'nafkusa ba'alma. This is going to tzedakah. This. I also have expenses to use that for. But it doesn't mean that it's going to tzedakah. I just didn't finish my sentence. What I was going to say was, this also is not mine. This I'm also going to use for something. But it doesn't mean specifically for tzedakah. Does one have to say this tok de dibur? Does one have to say this right away? Right? Vahadein? What if one doesn't say vahadein right away? So that is also a discussion here. The Ritva assumes that it has to be tok de dibur. The Ritva says, right here, on the Zayin Ma'alaf here in the Darim, Pirish, Toch Kedei Dibur, Tatztaka Gufei, Hi V'chol Dibur Asik. Even V'hadei Nami, in the line of the Gemara, that's obvious, that one should, it goes to Tztaka, that's only Toch Kedei Dibur. Kedon D'Amar Hadein Zuza Levi Tztaka, V'chazer, Toch Kedei Dibur, V'amar V'hadein, V'lo Amar Nami, my, the only Shaila is with it, if it's Toch Kedei Dibur. Mi amrinan hadein nami ka'amar, o dilma vadein lanafkasa ka'amar, pirish. Diava gav de kol toka de dibur, have a hochak to litztaka ka'amar, even though you should say, of course this is going to tztaka. Of course this is going to tztaka. You said, this is going to tztaka, this. Right, so what else would you be saying that? Kiva damar vahadein bivav, since he said the vihadein, he just didn't say nami. Dilma lekat staka litztaka yados klau, viafilo mochichos, that's the Gemara's question. Maybe tztaka requires explicit, as we mentioned yesterday. These questions of yados is not only a question of what the person meant. It's a question of what does the halachic context require. Because even if I might know that I meant something, the halachic context might require more. Even if we know a husband and a wife want to get married and they plan to get married, if the right formula is not said, then they might not be married. Even if they have the greatest ritzonos in the world. So do by tzedakah. If there's a halachic way of giving something to tzedakah, then even if I know that's what I meant, if I didn't say it, it could be that it's not going to work. That's the Ritva. Dilma leka litztaka yados klal, v'afilu mochichos. That's the question. Di'ilu she'ein mochichos lo mivoylan. Ein mochiach is for sure not a question, but even mochiach, that is the question. But it has to be, says the Ritva, toch kedei dibor of the original statements. That is the Gemara's question. So what do we say? So the Gemara answers, Or even before we finish the question. Mi amrinon, kivan de ishkish le karbanos, dechsiv beficha zut staka. Well, since it's compared to karbanos. The same psukim that we have in kiseitse, about los acher. So it has beficha, it says, we darshan from that word, zut staka. So in the context near of karbanos, ma karbanos yesh len yad, av staka yesh le yad. So shall we say that by, just like by karbanos, there is a, there is yad, meaning even if you're not explicit about it, so too by tzedakah. Oh, delma lebal ha'tachar hu diskish, or shall we limit that comparison to the context in which it is found? And that is bal ta'acher. That's the what the pasuk is about. So maybe we should say that also over here. No answer is given. No answer is given to this question. There is a question though that the Sheet Mekubetzes here asks, and that is, what's the Gemara asking? Yesh yad letzedakah, ein yad letzedakah for 1 minute. Staka, we know from other sources, is chal sometimes even b'machshava. Even if I don't say anything. Let's say I decide to give staka to a certain cause. That's a serious question. Once I've decided. There is a Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, Vikashali, says the Shidu Kubetzes. Right, the Shidu Kubetzes is less well known on Nedarim and Nazir and the other Mesechtes. Right, on Ksubis and the Bubis, that's where they're famous. But there's a Shidu Kubetzes, even on a small one, on the other Mesechtes. So there's a couple of the other Mesechtes. He was Rabbi Sal Ashkenazi. To realize, he was a unique individual. He's one of the Rebbeim of the Arizal. The Kashali, Gabet Staka, Im Bedaito Hayalit Staka, Lamalonis Chayav, Numishum Nediv Lev. Why don't we say that you're chai because of the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim of Nediv Lev? The pasuk says there, "Vayaviu akahal zvachim ba'olos v'chol Nediv Lev olos." The Amar b'Shvu. I'm sorry, it's in Shvu. It's not Rosh Hashanah. The Amar b'Shvu is on Chavav. Gomar b'libo af al pi shelo hotzi b'svasav. Right? If I decided to get sukka, right, or a karban, right, so that it works even b'lev. The Shema. So here too. So you didn't say it, even if you didn't say a word. Vishema says the Shita, Gomar Belibo, maybe Gomar Belibo means there that you vade have decided. Pirish, Shenis Yashay Belibo lasos that staka velo yitcharet. Avokan, lones Yashay velo libo kolkach. You know what you have to say here? You aren't 100% sure. You kind of were thinking about it. But you aren't 100% sure decided. If that was true, you're right. It wouldn't be a question of yad. Right? Gomar Belibo nisyashay fully.
But
so is that sure by all the questions? There's a special limit by tzedakah.
Yeah, but we go with Lashon B'nei Adam. The first question after should be
Lashon B'nei Adam, we go by Nedarim. Do we go by Lashon B'nei Adam by all the other conflicts? By Peah? Peah might be that different. Kiddushim, we don't go by Lashon B'nei Adam. The others, you don't go. Just Dafka by tzedakah. So you're saying Peah is a form of, is that a form of Neder? Peah? Maybe, but it's also a separate mitzvah. What about, here, our question, staka, is that a form? So that's the suggestion, the limitation that the Shita has here, so maybe it's only because the person didn't have it fully in mind. If you look at the Rebbe Kiva Eger, he also asked this Kasha in the Tshuvas, and he says, maybe you're right, it would be Chal even b'machshava, but our nafkamino is we want to know, is it a Chal so that Bezin will be Kofa? Right, or would somebody get onshim related to it? Is Val Yachel maybe is only if somebody expresses it? You're right, the theoretical chiyuv might apply even by Nediv Lev, but some of the halachos of tzedaka might not apply till it is explicated. So that's why the Gemara is asking, is there a yat? So the Gemara does not answer this question. L'maskana, what are we paskin? We're going to have tiboy, a teku, at the end of this about all these questions. So the Ron says that there are those that say that we would paskin lechumra here. If you look right on the left side of the Ron, from right where we are, Olinyan Halacha, at the fourth or fifth skinny line, Olinyan Halacha, Bikidushin Naktidan Lechumra, De Yesh Yad, Kivan Debayan Loifshita Havi, Le Sveka De Oraisu Lechumra. So by Kiddushin, yesterday's question, we paskin lechumra, sveka d'araisa, right? Married, not married, you gotta be, you know, safe. And therefore, if they want to get, if they want to leave each other, they have to get divorced, but they would have to do another Kiddushin if they wanted to stay and live together. So by Kiddushin, we're machmir. What about pay and staka? So the Quran quotes, Adeya, kasef arash bazal, nami da'azlin and lechumra. Here we also go lechumra. Savik daraisa. Kiva desalko b'teku. V'chein kasav haramban b'ilchosav. My grand rabbi and my great grand rabbi, says the Ran, say l'chumra. D'bayin desaka l'ifshita behedya v'sugin d'ish v'yal desaka v'kamel anami to call teku d'isura l'chumra. Whenever you have a teku, it is l'chumra. And that is what the Ramban and the Rashba says. But then the Ran says, maybe there's another element. There is a known shita of the Rambam, that whenever you have ba'ayot, questions in the Gemara that are built on each other, based on intim salomars, and the questions are not answered, you paskin like the intim salomar. So here, are they built on each other? That was what was not 100% clear. But maybe he said that's another reason why the Rambam will go l'chumra in these cases. Or maybe this is the source for the Rambam, how he gets it. So that is the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rambam. But then the Ran has his own shoulders. He says, I don't understand this. I'm not sure about this. This is not a regular case of Safek d'oraisa. When do we say Safek d'oraisa l'chumra? By Isurim. That's when we say Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. We know by every area of halacha, we have a different rule of Safek. Right? By Tum and Tara. We have Safek Tumah Birshus Arabim, Tar, Birshus Yachid Tar, Birshus Yachid Tameh. And by Easter, we have Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. What's Staka? Is that a regular Safek D'Oraisa? Isser? Says the Ran. Safek Mamon. Safek Mamon, we have other rules. Hamotzi Mechaveiro Alav Haraya. So we should say, he does not have to give the Staka. Who says that this is a regular case of Safek Isser l'chumra? It's Savig Mamon. V'tabahani aleim, says the Ran. Shari subya mufureshes hi besof perak hazro av alachayayim. Right, the context where we have to give matanas to the Kohen. Shesafig Mamon aniyim harayu Safig Mamon diazlinam be l'kula l'nitva. Right, the nitva, I mean the person who has the money, is wipaskin l'kula. So the Ran says, so I'm not sure whether all of my Rebbeim are correct here. Skip down to the sixth Y line. Elas vade sveka de mamon aniyim, lo mikri sveka de isura, elas sveka de mamona, ula kula, ula fichacheni mischaver bitverihem zalbazeh. The Ran says, I'm arguing, sorry, on my mesorah of Rebbeim, because, I think tztaka, that's the lumdish question. It's tztaka considered suffik mamon, a regular case where we have an argument about a shirt. So that's a suffik mamon. But is Staka a Safek Mamon? That's good for the Machlokas Rishonim here, whether it is a Safek Mamon. How would the other Rishonim defend themselves? The Ramban, the Rashba. Staka is not a regular case of Safek Mamon. Right? Staka, you would say, is what we would call a Safek Isser. That's what we would say. For the Chassam Sofer writes in one place, Shedavka b'Safek Stamat Nesaniyim, Yesh Leilach B'Hem L'Kula L'Nitva, Kishar Safek Mamon. Avokan, Yesh B'Zeh Safek Neder, She's Chayiv L'Asei Staka. Right, it's a Safek Neder, not just Staka. So therefore, we would be Machmir here. Or another suggestion that is made that even if you want to say, so this is from the Pnei Menachem, it's quoted here in the Biuri Hadaf. He says, maybe if you want to say generally, Safek Staka is a Safek Mamon. But that's only by a Safek Mamon that you don't know what the person did. But if it's a Safek about what the halacha is, so that's not a regular case of Safek Mamon Lakula. Right? That's a Safek of the Dina. That's different than Safek Yediya about what the person wanted to do. Shekan's a Safek of the Dina. Ubazeh ain't Ochim Lakula. You don't know what the din is? You don't know what the Torah says? You always go Lakula there? No. You're not sure what the halacha is. Shekivish is a nashav kamo. I'm sorry, that's similar compared to a Safek Yediya. But if it's a Safek in Mitzius, so then you would go Lakula by Mamon. So that's a couple of suggestions. What is the machlokas here between these Rishonim in terms of the psak? So it's not just the machlokas in psak halacha lemaisa. The root of that machlokas in psak is a conceptual machlokas, how to categorize this case. How do you look at Safek Tzaka? Or how do you look at least this ba'aya of Safek Tzaka? Good. Let's continue. Next question. Yesh yad lehefker o dilma ein yad lehefker. What about hefker? I'm mafker something, but not explicit. I don't say I make all of this ownerless. I am, says something in an unusual, not clear way. So the Gemara says, hainut staka. Well, isn't that the same as staka? What does that mean? Being mafker something is the same as giving it to staka? So if you look in Tosfos, Tosfos says, top Tosfos over here, Hefker Hainu Tztaka, Destam Mafkir Bishvil Sheyizku Ba'aniyim. Tosfos says, Mistama, why is a person Mafkir something? Probably because he wants to give it to the poor people. He doesn't want to be bothered which Ani to give it to. So Mistama, One leads to, that's what he had in mind. So what is Tosfos saying? Important. And what is he not saying? Tosfos is not saying that halachically the mechanism of Hefker is internally the same exact mechanism. Tosfos is just saying, though, that Misama, when you're Mafker, what you meant was for it to go to the Aniyim. And that's why the Gemara asked the next question, but maybe not, because maybe the Hefker is more inclusive. So the Gemara says, Im Tim Salomar Ka'amar. No, they were building on the previous question. Intim salomar yesh yalit staka de'ein hekesh lamechsa. Even if you want to say yesh yalit staka, because staka is compared to neder or to karbon, and therefore we go straight across and we say yad applies to staka too. Hefker. That's the intim salomar that the Ron was talking about. Hefker miamrinan haynud staka. So shall we say hefker is also included in that? Old dilma or not? Dilma shiny staka. But Hefker is a different halachic mechanism. So how can you say that it is related to that? If you look, Hefker is related to some of the matnas aniyim, but not exactly. Right? Sometimes the Torah demands that we are mafkirit. Let's say, for example, shechacha. I forget two bundles in the field. And then I remember it. Oh, I can't believe I forgot. The Torah says, in certain situations, don't go back. So is that saying because I have an obligation to be mafkir, or it's already hefker against my will? There is a lot of lumdis by all the matnas aniyim, and some of them you might be mechalik between some of them. One of them, interesting as we just mentioned, could be. It could be the only mitzvah that you could ever do only by not realizing it. Shechacha. Staka you could do by giving staka. Or let's say the Medrash talks about Rashi quotes it on Chumash. If a coin fell out of my pocket and an oni found it, so I might get the mitzvah of sukkah there, but I don't have to do the mitzvah of sukkah by forgetting. I could do it by not realizing it. But shichacha, right? All these mitzvahs are discussed in Maseches Peah. There's no separate leket and shichacha mesechta. They're all discussed in Maseches Peah, second mesechta in Shas. So there, shichacha is where I forgot. Leket, it falls down while I'm cutting. If you look in the last piece in the Torah Zrum. The Torah Zrum is a Brisker Sefer of Parmanshik from the Brisker Rav. The last piece he has on Maseches Peah, he quotes the Torah's Kohanim that we just mentioned for that Rashi quotes on Chumash. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Omer ki sikzer kitzircha v'sadecha v'shachachta Omer basade hare Omer levarani varecha Hashem Elokecha hare kava kasa bracha l'misha ba al yidei mitzvah below yada. Hashem gives us a bracha l'mani varecha even if we do a mitzvah without realizing it. So, kavachomer, elam amr mayata, sela, tsrura, beknafa, venaflahi, manu, matza, animus, parnispa, harekadish baruch, kove, elo, bracha. Hashem gives you a bracha. So, one second, ask the Torah Zrim. If a coin falls out of my pocket and now it's on the street, is that still my coin? No. I was misyayish on it. Misyamah, it doesn't have any sim on him. And yet, that's my mitzvah. Hashem gives me the bracha when the ani finds it. Was I mafkir that coin? Yeyush. Let's say, as another question, is Yeyush connected to Hefker? Major sugya. But, says the Ether Torah Zrim, the Kasha, what is the connection between Shichacha in my field, where the bundle is mine, and it's in my field, and Torah says you have to now give it up, versus a coin that falls down into the street? Bishtha Magabi Shichacha, Dinane Ha'ani Mimamon Balabayis, V'Alkarcha Kavalo Akasa Bracha, Avalhacha, Alkarcha Marisha Matza Ha'ani Lachar Yeyush. So in the middle of the street, V'im Kain Harikfar Hefker Al Yede Yeyush. V'nimsa Shaha'ani Lonis Parnis Mimamon Balabayis, El Mimamon Hefker, V'Amayesh Lo Bracha, V'Tsarech Iyun Gadol. That's what he ends off with. But what must you say? What must you say? That at least in certain cases, even if somebody is mafkir it, there is still some hints. There is still some connection. Maybe not legally, because sometimes you need hefker and it can't be yours, by biur peir shmita. The Ramban says that's hefker. By hefker before I'm a hefker chametz. So if it's still connected to me, that's a problem. By your Rabbi Yamatze. But it could be that it's totally not mine, but when somebody else gets it, I see the roots of that. In halacha, I see my rishus connected to it. That's you have to answer the Torah Zrim's kasha that there's still some kind of connection in that case where the ani finds it. But again, that's hefker. So even the our Gemara here contrasts giving staka, because giving staka is going directly. But that Torah Zrim highlights that even by hefker, even by a tzedakah type of hefker, the case of shechacha, where the coin falls out of one's pocket, there still might be a connection between the giver and the receiver. One final point related to hefker. It's a good question where the Rambam got this from, but there is in the world of hefker, it's a well-known formulation. But let's mention it. The Rambam, you have to mention this in this Masechta, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalin. The Rambam says, hefker, afal pi she'eino neder, hari hu kimo neder, she'aser lo lachzer bo. That's the Rambam Shita. If I'm mafker something, it's not a neder, right? I'm not promising to make it ownerless, but the Rambam says, it's like a neder. A lot of ink has been spilled. What does the Rambam mean there, and where does he get it from? The Rambam says, even though it's not a neder, it's like a neder. And it's usur for me to be chozer bo on my hefker. Meaning, if I go back 10 minutes later and pick it up, that's not called a chazara. That's called a new transaction. And therefore, if somebody somehow maybe was woken in the middle, it's not going to be mine. You can't retract on your hefker because it's like a neder. That's the Rambam's formulation. The Ksos discusses this Rambam at length. Where did the Rambam get this from? How does it work? Do you have to, some days hold that you have to do hefker in front of shlosha, right? You don't have to make a neder in front of shlosha, right? And then the kso says, what happens if somebody's mafker something and then he dies? And then he dies. Yorshim do not have to fulfill the nadarm of their father. So shall we say here that the neder, the hefker is hufka? He made a neder to be mafker it. He didn't take it out of his possession yet. And then he died. So says the ksos, maybe it's not hefker there. Right, if really you're saying that hefker works mitam neder, imken kishe hefker. This is reish ayin gimel in the ksos. Hefker umeis efshar du shel yarshim kiva de enu elamishim neder v'hanod v'meis ina yarshim uchuyav on lekayim nidro v'chulon. That works for some gemaras, doesn't work for other gemaras. So that's a question about, does the Rambam really mean hefker is works through neder, or it is somehow parallel to neder, but not dafka exactly working the same way? Right? Would you say, and part of it is that Artur Azroim issue, would you say it's considered going from one, if it's a neder, then it's really going from me to you. It's not in no man's land beforehand. That's a discussion that the Ksos has here. Okay, let's continue now. So we had discussion of today of tzedaka and of hefker. Next question. If at the end we have time, we'll come back to the Ksos. Boy Ravina. Yesh yad lebesa kisei. Olo. Is there a yad for a bathroom? How do you get a yad for a bathroom? What kind of issue are we talking about here? So we know, in a bathroom, one is not allowed to do certain things. Certain halachas kick in. Right? The Ron here says, one is not allowed to say kriyashma in a makkah metunaf. That's what he says here. The Mefarish here says, the fake Rashi, the Mefarish says, Asur lehispalel bo. One is not allowed to daven, right? There's no, oh, I'm going to be machmir, and I'm going to daven and learn in the bathroom. No, one is not allowed to. It's a, lehachmir there is dafka not to. Right? There is a Gemara elsewhere, where the Gemara discusses, there's a Gemara in Shabbos like this, and Tainus, where the Gemara discusses that the Amoraim are not boasting, but just saying things that they're proud of. Things that they're proud of in about Tasi Lee, right? That I didn't walk Dalet Amos without Torah and without Tefillin. I was makpid to Davin Vasikin. I was with those who made Shabbos early and finished Shabbos late. All of them. So in one of the Gemaras, there's a line, like I just said, that he says, I didn't walk without four Amos without Torah and without Tefillin. And the very next line he says, tastily, also what did I did? What did I do? I was made sure not to learn in a Beis HaKnesses or a Makom Metunaf. And those are seen in Beis HaKisei and a Makom Metunaf. Those are seen in light of each other. Meaning, what is he saying? I didn't waste any second. And I might have done it, I might have learned every single second, but that doesn't mean that I also did it in a Makom Metunaf. I did it in a Beis HaKisei, because that is not something that is allowed to be done. And it's also another classic example of the Rambam's opinion of Mor Nevuchim, that in Lashon HaKodesh, there are no words, what we would call dirty words. There are no inherently dirty words, that words that mean inappropriate things. How do we call a bathroom? A base akisei. A room, a house of a chair. Akisei. Right? So we know, when a husband and wife are together, we call that chibur or bia. Right? Inherently, there's no separate words for certain avarim of a male and a female. Right? That's different. Modern Hebrew is modern Hebrew. That's not what Lashon HaKodesh is. And that's what the Rambam says, what makes it Kodesh. The Ramban, if you remember, in the beginning of Kisisa says there's more to it, Kodesh means that Hashem created the world with this language. Lashon HaKodesh. He spoke to the Nevi'im in this language. Hashem imbued it with Kedusha. But one could get messages from both of those Shitas. There is something inherent, but there's also something about what people do with it and how we sanctify the language in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay, that is the Kodesh. That's just a Musar thought related to this phrase. So Yesha le Beis HaKisi Olo. So what are we talking about here? So if something is used as a bathroom, then you for sure cannot learn or daven or say Kriya Shema in it. What if somebody only designated it as a bathroom, but it has not been used yet? So is that enough? And building on that, what if somebody didn't designate it fully, but only said a Yad le Beis HaKisi? What's the halacha there? So by Ravina, Yesh Yad LeBeis HaKisi Olo. So hey Chidami, what's the case? Ilema D'Amar Hadein Beisa Levi Beis HaKisi VaHadein Nami. If somebody says this room is going to be a Beis HaKisi, and this one also, Hahu Beis HaKisi Nami Have. That for sure, like the question we said before, Hadein Nami means this also, that for sure should be a Beis HaKisi. El Kagon D'Amar VaHadein V'Lo Amar Nami. My same question we said before, you just said, and this. Hadein de Amar vahadein nami beis akise. So are you including it that it is a problem? O Dilma my vahadein l'tashmisha ba'amak amar. No, you mean this is a bathroom and this. What I meant to say, and this also is going to have some kind of usage. But you didn't finish what you meant to say. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Mechlal de pshitale ravina di yishzim l'beis akise. The fact that Ravina asked the question about yados means that just the designation itself he's clear about. Meaning, if it would be designated explicitly, then for sure it would be a bathroom. So, Bahami Boy, Le Ravina, that itself was a question. His Mino Le Beis HaKisei Mahu. What if you were just Mazmin it and you didn't use it yet? His Mino Le Beis HaMerchatz Mahu. Zimun Moel, O Ein Zimun Moel. Does Zimun work in those cases? Remember the Gemara in Brachas, the third parak? Right, this question is asked both by Dvarim Shel, we would call it Tinuf, and even Dvarim Shel Kedusha. What if something is huzman to be used for tefillin, a tefillin bag, but you never used it yet, right? Or something else, right? So is the zeman work l'kedusha? But it's a question that we say regarding many areas of halacha. So there's a question about zeman. So Ravina chadim go chada kami boile. Really, Ravina is asking both questions. One question within the other one. Zeman moel o ein zeman moel. Does designation work at all? Imtim salomar yesh zeman. And if you want to say it does work, yesh yad o ein yad. So then, would there be a yad zeman? That would be a question. And the Gemara says tiboile. What does tiboile mean? Tosva says lishna de nedarim mishuna. This means teku. Right, in other mesachtes. But in Nedarim here it says Tibayle, which is an unusual type of Lashon. There is a question in the modern postkin, the contemporary postkin, what about our bathrooms, Zvan Hazeh? Do they have the same status? It talks about a Beis HaKisi here and you can't use it. So that's different than an outhouse, right, where it's much more disgusting. It smells and it works differently. My modern plumbing changed the face of society. So does that change halacha? So all the poskim discuss this. Another nafkamina. Are you allowed to wash? Let's say I'm washing for bread. And there's no other sink around. Can I go into a bathroom to wash? So does that work or not? Or let's say somebody's of the opinion that you have to wash your hands when you leave a old-fashioned bathroom. Because it's ruach ra there by an outhouse. Do you have to wash your hands just coming out of a bathroom if you didn't do anything there? I went into a bathroom to get a tissue. And I come out. So many people don't wash their hands. So why is that? In the old Beis HaKisi, one had to. So Rav Avadya has a tshuva about this. The first tshuva in the third volume of Yechav Adas. Ha'imef shel ha'atir la'asos etilas yadayim l'su'uda b'cheder ha'ampatya v'yamef shel ha'atir b'zeh gam k'sheisham Beis HaKisi. So he goes through the whole sugya from Maseches Brachos, first of all, does a Beis HaMerchatz have the same status as a Beis HaKisi? Let's say you just have a shower room, not a bathroom in there. So that some have that. So he goes through, then he says, Mikol shekein cheder ambatya she'eino Beis HaMerchatz l'rabim, u'bedera klal naki mikol lichluch v'tinuf, she'in lahachmer kol ka'ak l'asrak netilas yadayim al krisa belvad, v'shar v'dam v'lasel sham netilas yadayim l'suda. L'chora, it should be okay, because it's different. Then a cheder ambatya, a shower room is different than a bathroom. But then he says, what about an actual bathroom? He says, kishiyesha beis kisei, af al pi, shekavu asham silon mayim ashotfim bezerem adir, even though it's modern, mikom makom lechatchila, one should not wash their hands there for a suda. L'chadchila, if one has other areas. But if you can do out, you can go out. But then he says, what about real modern plumbing? Avokan, even today, he says, the bathroom, it's clean after you flush, but before one flushes, so that it's still, what, it has a status of a beis hakiseh, and then it's removed when you flush, or, well, you know you're going to do that, and therefore, you know you're going to flush it, so it's not going to remain. The waste is not going to remain. So he goes, discusses it different ways. He quotes the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover, in a tshuva, Rav Hashem Yikom Damo, from World War II, so the Kasha Klover in Eretz Tzvi, Rav Aryeh Frommer, quotes that he's Mako. He's Mako. Our bathrooms today, right, and he lived in the 1930s, do not have the status. What he's talking about is bathrooms on trains. Bathrooms on trains. And he describes that one went to the bathroom, and then one just like pressed a button, and the waste fell out of the train. Right, some went directly out, but he says, that's what somebody he said does not have the status of a bathroom there, because it goes out, and it leaves, and there's nothing that is left. He said nothing is left. So Rav Avadia says, so is that better, is that worse? There it went straight out. He discusses. L'maisa, many poskim say, l'chadchila, one should not wash their hands in the bathroom for washing if one has other choice. If one doesn't have a choice, we poskim, it does not have the status of a bathroom exactly. If just to go in there and then to come out, one has to get a tissue, l'chor, one does not have to wash their hands. That is the discussion. Sometimes, I don't know, in a Pirchas Kohanim, you know, if it's in the same room. Many times the sinks are in an outer room, so that's for sure fine. The only machlokas question there is, there's an interesting machlokas, do you need a mezuzah on that room? Let's say there's a room that, in front of a bathroom, is a separate room, but it has a Tzuras HaPesach, it has a door. Do you need a mezuzah on that room? So the post can discuss, if those sinks are only used for the bathroom, so then it probably does not. But what if you use those sinks, let's say in a shul, let's say you use those sinks for Berachas Kohanim, let's say you use those sinks for other, to wash, not dafka for a bathroom. That's a big machlokas haposkim in terms of mezuzah. Okay, but either way, this was a little bit about modern plumbing and the halachic status of a bathroom. Let's continue now. So we finished all the sugyas of Yad. Now we get back to the Mishnah. Menuda anilacha v'chulu. If you remember the last line of the Mishnah that we had 5 days ago on Daf Beis, if somebody uses a lashon of menuda anilacha, menuda usually means excommunicated. So the language of the Mishnah was unusual. Rabbi Akiva chochech bazeh lahachmir. Rabbi Akiva was noted to be machmir. That was the lashon of the Mishnah. Pretty unusual lashon. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, mode Rabbi Akiva le'inyan malchus she'ena loke. Rabbi Akiva admits that you don't get malchus for saying this. Because he's noted to say, okay, to lahachmir in this lashon, but if one violates, you're not going to get malchus. Why? Because Rabbi Akiva said, chochech bazeh lahachmir. It's a very bidyevet type of lashon. So that is why Revaya says it must be that he would not say malchus here. The Ran here, Tosus here wonders, why was the Gemara medayik from the chochech bazel hachmir, and it didn't just say machmir. Why didn't it medayek from the fact that it didn't say oser? Didn't say oser. Oser means oser. Machmir means he's not sure, so go stringently in all areas. Right? Why did the Gemara was medayek in the fact that the Mishnah said chochech bazel hachmir instead of saying machmir? Right, extra two words. Why didn't it just say it from the shinui halashon? So Tosfos has an interesting line. Tosfos says, there's more of a diuk from a longer line than an unusual line. That's Tosfos right here. Ikala meimar ein's a diuk mi shinui halashon kemo me'arichos halashon. That is the line of Tosfos. And in his classic style, the Sha'ar Mitzion Balacha here says, and let me quote for you all the places where it talks about extra lashonos than different lashonos. And he starts off by saying, quoting the Gemara in the beginning of Pesachim, right, by Noach, Asher Eidana Tahora, Lola Midabar Hashem Lashon Kitzara, right, Lashon Nikiya. So that's what he discussed there. But that's the interesting line in Tosus. And he quotes other cases where we say, no, maybe you should be Medayik from a change of Lashon. But either way, that's Abaya. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa says, 1 minute. Benedina Minach to Kuliyam Alapligi de Aser. When a person says Nedina, Nedina sounds like the word Nida, which means separated, off limits. If somebody says Nedina Minach, that for sure is a Lashon of a Neder. And the Ran says you get Malchus for that. Right? It's clear, according to the Ran, that you would get Malchus for regular Yados. right, is considered enough. Considered enough. Not everyone agrees to that. Some Rishonim are not so clear, but it sounds that way. Because here the only question is this a Yad? And if it was a Yad, you would get Malkus. So the Ron here says, if you say Nadina, you for sure get Malkus. Mishamatna minach, if somebody uses that Lashon, which is a Lashon of excommunication, Shamta, clearly, Lukuli Amashari. That for sure is not a Lashon of a Neder. It just means I'm excommunicated to you. And Machlokus Rishonim here, does a person have to act as if they're excommunicated, not sit in his Dalet Amos, etc. But if for sure is not a Lashon of a Neder. B'mai Pligi, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Tana Kama? B'menuda anilacha. Exactly this Lashon. Menuda. So, Rabbi Akiva saw our Lishna Dini Duyahu. Rabbi Akiva says that's like the first Lashon we had. It's a Lashon of Niduya, which means separated, which means like Nida, and therefore that would be a Lashon of a Neder. For Rabbanan Sabri, Lishna Demasha Matnalu. No, the Rabbanan said that's a Lashon of excommunication, and therefore it's not a Lashon of a Neder. Period. Upliga the Rav Chisda, but this Rav Papa, who says that the Machlokis is limited to Menuda, argues on Rav Chisda. The Hu Gavra to Amar, because the person once said, Mishamatna binichse de Bray de Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. He used the Lashon of Mishamatna, and also the comment of Rav Chisda, and Amar Rav Chisda answered him, don't worry about it. Lest the Chashla, Rabbi Akiva. He says, don't worry about it, we don't pass on like Rabbi Akiva. But what's clear from his answer, that this is the case of Machlokis. Kesavar b'mishamatana pligi. He's passing on the case of Mishamatana. Wait a minute. Rav Papa said that the case of Mishamatana, everybody agrees it's mutter, not just Rabbi Akiva, not just the Rabbanan de Rabbi Akiva. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree mutter. So it must be, Rav Chisda argues on Rav Papa. Rav Chisda says that even Mishamatana is a case of machlokes. Period. Next. Amar Rabbi Ila Amar Rav Nidu b'fanav. Once we're on the lesson of using this language, so we get off the topic a little bit. Nidu b'fanav ein matirin lo ela b'fanav. If somebody excommunicates another person, they have that power. There's certain rav, so you have to undo it also in front of him. If you are minade him in front of him, so you have to be matir him in front of him. Why? Why? Three different suggestions of the Rishonim. The Ron first here says, it's a stronger nidui when the person is there. He says on the top line, kivan de b'fanav niduhu alim niduya. It's stronger. It's done in front of him. Whenever things are done in front of the other person, right in front of others, so that's stronger. That's number one. The Ron doesn't like that. He says some people say that, but the Ron doesn't like that. The Ron thinks no. The answer is second line, chshad. What's chshad? De'i matirin lo shlo b'fanav. If you undo his nidui when he's not there, sometime you'll do it. He will not know that it is undone. And then you'll get benefit from him, and he'll think you're violating, and he'll think, oh, I didn't realize that even if I'm in Nidui, this is allowed. And it'll lead to problems and violations of Niduyim. That is number two. Number three, Bali Tosfos here say, no, the point is if you did it in front of him, that was a certain level of embarrassment. And to undo that, you have to undo that embarrassment in front of him too. It's kind of like if somebody embarrasses him, you have to ask forgiveness, Barabim. Similar type of ideas. That's three ideas in the Rishonim why the b'fanav would have to be the case. Nidu b'fanav e matirin lo ela b'fanav. I'm sorry, there was one point I forgot to mention from earlier. Bali Tosfos say the whole issue of hazmana by Beis Akisei is all derabanan, not on a daraisa level. Just wanted to mention that. The Tosfos says the whole thing yesh ala Beis Akisei hachanami lo masafkele daraisa lechumra ba'alma. That was the whole issue about if it hasn't been used yet, it's for sure not a daraisa. It's a derabanan. Just wanted to mention that. Sorry, I forgot. Okay, let's go back to the where we're up to. So nidu b'fanav, you only matir b'fanav. Nidu shalom b'fanav, matir lo b'fanav, ben shalom b'fanav. But if you put him nidui shalom b'fanav, then he could be undo it even shalom b'fanav. Amar avchanin amarav, other issues of nidui. The major sugyas of Nidui, third parak in Moed Katan. Here you have a couple of lines. Hashomea haskaras Hashem ipi chaveiro. Rav says, if somebody hears their friend or someone else say Shem Hashem, for nothing. Tzarech lenadoso, he has to be put in chayrim. It's terrible. V'im lo niduhu, hu asmo yehei ben nidui. And if he doesn't do it, so he himself deserves to be a Nidui. Right, there's a whole discussion in Mesechta Sanhedrin. If Bezdin heard somebody curse Hashem, So how do they give testimony? They're going to have to repeat exactly what was said in order to make the guy chayiv. So they say it, and then the dayanim tear their clothing. The second person could just say, I say like him. It's very, very serious. So if somebody hears this, you have to put him in nidui, and if they didn't, they themselves deserve to be in nidui. Why? Shekal makom shehazkaras Hashem mitzuya shamanias mitzuya. Because whatever shem Hashem is said inappropriately, so that leads to poverty. Sham anias mitzuya and va'anius kamisa, and poverty is compared to death. Shene'amar ki mesa kol ha'anashim. As it says, when Dasan and Aviram were in Mitzrayim, and Hashem tells Moshe, you could go back there because they all died. They didn't die yet. As we know later on in the Torah where it says, Nitzim, right? They were fighting later on by Korach. They were still around. So what do you mean they died? So it must be that they were considered dead and they must have been poor. This says the Gemara. We'll get to the Ran soon. Vitanya. And let's just finish the sentence. And the Brisa says, wherever the rabbis put their eyes, wherever there was somebody who was ki'ilu, chayiv misa, it's either poverty or misa. One of those two. And the Mefarish here says, if you don't want the misa, you better put him in nidui. So the most that's going to happen here, or you don't want him to die, the most that will happen here is oni, which is chashiv kemes, instead of the actual death taking place. Stop there for a minute. Number one is the Ran. Very crucial Ran here. The Ran here notes that there are, first wide line, there are four people that are chashiv kemes. Four people that are chashiv kemes. What are they? We'll see this. He quotes the Gemara elsewhere. Four people. Ani, a poor person. Asuma, a blind person. Mitzora, someone who's sitting outside the machane because he has a tzaraas. And Misha'en lo banim, somebody who does not have children. Those are the four people the Ran quotes from Chazal that are considered mace. But the Ran says here, so why here does the Gemara say, oh, they must have been poor. Maybe they were one of the other three. So the Ran goes through each one, why not? They couldn't have been blind, because remember, everybody was healed by Har Sinai. And then they got sick again by the Egel. So it can't be they became blind, number one. Number two, it can't be that they had saras, because it says they were bekerev ha'am. They were amongst the am, quotes the Pasuk by Dasan and Aviram. And number three, it can't be they didn't have children, because why would that prevent them from going to Paro and being malshin on Moshe and Aaron? Right, and the fact Hashem tells Moshe, you can go back to Mitzrayim, you have nothing else to worry about now. So it has to be because they were not powerful anymore in terms of going to the Paro, who they testified about first. So not having children wouldn't have that effect. If they were poverty, they were poor, that would have an effect. So they wouldn't have their power. That is the Ran. The Meshech Chachma in Parsha Shmos on this pasuk says this is a source, this pasuk is a source for a major halachic discussion. Major halakha discussion. We know there is a question, well, Lamaisa is asked, it has many ramifications, but the question that's asked Lamaisa is, does one have to give a kidney to save their friend's life? Let's say somebody has two healthy working kidneys, they have to give a kidney. That's the sugya called putting oneself into a suffix sakana to save someone from a vadai sakana. That is the general issue. So the Meshech Chachma says, I'll get a lot of sources on that, the Meshech Chachma says, this pasuk is a source. What does Hashem say to Moshe? You can go back because kimeisa kol anashim, Hashem bavakshem is nafshecha. Right? All the people that died. Is it vadai? Is it vadai Moshe's home free? There must be a little bit of sakana involved, but Hashem says you can go back. So that's why it's at least allowed. Is it obligated? That's a question. Machlokas b'Avli Yerushalmi, but that is the Meshech Chachma. One final point. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichas Musar, in the new edition, in Maimer Samach Gimel, the newish edition, not so new anymore, Maimer Samach Gimel, he discusses, again, I think other Bali Musar also say it, what do these four people have in common? The four people are Chashuv and Kames, and why are they Chashuv Kames? So he explains, all four of them cannot give in the normal way, in the regular way that other people give. And life is about giving. Somebody who's blind has to have much of his life being a taker, not just a giver. Hopefully he can give some, but it's definitely impaired. If somebody doesn't have money, they can't give. If somebody has saras, they're outside the machane. Badad yeshev. And Rahman al-Islan, if somebody doesn't have children. Right, the one that's lemaisa for many to Rabbi Franz writes about this in one of his svarim, how sensitive everyone has to be when they talk about Misha in the presence of a Misha'in lobanim. You know, one has to be so careful about everything they say. I once had someone who was talking to me about this. I spoke about this in a shiur, and he came over after the shiur, and he was in that category. And he says that the most painful days of the year for him are Purim and Simchas Torah. And it's, you know, one doesn't always think about it, but one has to realize. Chashev Kames, Chazal knew what they were talking about. And one has to be so careful in terms of being sensitive and aware of who they are around and what they are expressing. But this is the four, the Dalach, Chashev, and Kames, because they can't give in the normal way. Children are the ultimate recipients of one's chesed. Obviously one's a spouse as well, but one's children as well. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, last skinny line. Amar Rabbi Abba, Havikim Nakamid Rav Huna. He was in front of Rav Huna. Shami Lahach Itza, the Afkas Koras Hashem Levatola. Right, that they heard a certain woman, Lahach Itza, the Afkas Koras Hashem Levatola, Shamta. They put her in Chayrim. Vishara Lala Altar Ba'apa. And then they undid her Chayrim right away. That's the story. Shvami Natlas, and they learned three things from that story. We learned three things from the story. Shvami Na Hashem Yazgar Hashem Mipi Chaver Atzarach Lanadoso, like we just said. If you're Yazgar Hashem, you have to put them in Chayrim. Vishvami Na Nidu Bafanav Imatirin Lo Ela Bafanav. And number two, if you did it Bafanav, you have to undo it Bafanav. Vishvami Na Ein Be Nidu Lafar Avalo Klum. You can undo it right away. You can undo it right away. There's no time limit. Which is seems unusual. It seems like from other Gemaras, maybe 30 days. But this Gemara says, velo klum is needed. Period. Two final points. Number one, Rabbi Kiva Eger writes on Shulchan Aruch, in the Simen in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Yeradeya, about Charamim, this does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Because there are so many people out there that don't use such nice language. You know, everybody's going to be putting everybody in Charam. Right? That is not what should be done. He says it's not Noeg Bizman Hazeh, because it is just like the best and stop judging Dina Nefashas because there were too many people out there that violated. So too, says Rav Kiva Eger, this is not a halacha, that's a halacha lamaisa. Number two, the Rambam, Lishitaso, the Rambam Menucha Shvuis, says it not only applies where somebody says Shem Hashem for nothing, but the Rambam says in Hilchos Shvuos in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, even if somebody hears a bracha she'ena tzricha, right, an unneeded bracha. Somebody, you are walking down the street and somebody says to you, Baruch Adah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Barei Minei Mezonos. They're not eating. They just said that as a bracha. It's a beautiful statement. But they didn't say it, you know, where it's supposed to be said. The Rambam Shita is. Rambam L'Shitas Unuchas Brachas. The Rambam says that's an Issa D'Araisa of Losisa. That's the Rambam Shita. And therefore the Rambam Lashita also says, if one hears that, that's like hearing Haskar Hashem. Levatala. Many other Rishonim say you can't compare the two. Baalei Tosfos and Bracha say, okay, if you hear Shem Hashem for nothing, that's terrible, that's Losisa. But if I make a Bracha, okay, where I'm not supposed to, but it's still a beautiful statement. That's Losisa Durabanan. The Gemara Bracha says, that's Losisa. But the Baalei Tosfos say that's Hasmachta. That means Losisa Durabanan, not a Losisa Daraisa. The Rambam, though, says, Lashita, so that's also Daraisa. And that's why the Rambam here in Hilchos Shvuos says, Hashomei Askar Shemi Pi Chaver Lashav, O Nishba Lafanav Lashaker, O Birech Bracha Shein Etzricha Shu Over Mishim Nosi Shem Hashem Lashav, Harizachayev Anadoso. That's the Rambam, Lashitaso, in these cases. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Rabosai, tomorrow, it's one of the top 10 runs coming up about how much does one have to learn Torah every day? Right, there's a Gemara in Menachos, and there's a Ron in Nedarim. Right here, that's the first of our top 10 Rons in Nedarim, right here, Nedarim Daf Ches, that's coming up on tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.